Hello?
Hello?
Sorry, so the line got disconnected.
Yeah.
Okay.
Okay. So what do you want me to find on that IP country?
On the Google Chrome.
Yeah.
Okay. My 1P address country. Did you type
Yep.
in? All right.
Yep.
And search for that, sir. Have a look.
It come up California or something.
Yeah, that's what I was trying to tell you, sir, because this is the reason you are not getting any notification or any messages about those transactions. Because those people, they have shifted the IP address of your network to overseas. So we will help you to block this IP address and make sure that those payments will be canceled up, okay?
Okay.
All right. Now you can delete this IP address country on the Google search, and we are going to report a fraudulent activity, a cybercrime incident on the ACSE cybersecurity portal, okay?
Okay.
All right. Delete that my 1P address country, sir.
Delete
Yeah, delete it from the
it.
search bar. Remove that.
Yep.
Now type. Now again, type there A for Australia.
Yep.
C for Charlie.
Yep.
S for Sunday.
Yep.
And C for Charlie again.
ACSC.
Yeah. And give a space
Okay.
Australia.
Okay,
Give a
hang
space and then type Australia and have a look, sir. Once you see any results, do let me know. Are you there?
Yeah, I was just trying to.
Okay, sir. ACSC. Are you looking on your mobile phone or on the computer?
Yeah.
ACSC. Did you find the ACSC? Can you see ACSC home?
ACSC Australia, yeah.
Search for that.
I've done it. I've got it
Okay.
right.
Okay, now you can see somewhere ACSC homepage cyber.government.au, right?
Yeah.
Click on that. So this is the Australian cybersecurity website, a security portal, where we are going to report about your IP address and the illegal activity which has been made behind you, okay?
Okay.
Did you click on that ACSC homepage, sir? The cyber security?
Yes.
Now, what do you see on that page? Can you see any page open up for you?
I've got Australian cybersecurity. It's just come a list of.
You can see ACSC homepage. You need to click on that. ACSC homepage, cyber.government.au.
Okay, yeah, don't hang on.
All right. Now you can see the protect your personal device and accounts, right, sir?
Yep.
Now, below that you can see get alerts on new threats, report a cyber crime, cyber security incident, right? Scroll down a little bit.
Yes.
Okay,
Yes,
now.
Report a cyber crime, a cyber security incident.
Yes, now go down a little bit more. You can see there will be top three things to protect yourself. Can you see them? Go down a little bit more. When you scroll the page down, you can see there will be top three things to protect yourself. Can you see that? Did you scroll down the page?
Yes.
Okay, now
what
I need
am I looking for?
Top three things to protect yourself. Top three things to protect
Yes.
yourself. Okay.
Yes.
Now, you can see, sir, these are the three things that you need to make sure you need to follow up them in the near future before you access or share any of your account details with anyone. update your device most of the time, protect your accounts with a double layer of multi-factor authentication security like your fingerprint, your face ID might require before any payment or any transaction get released out. And you do got an eBay or a PayPal application on your phone as well, sir?
No, I don't do any internet searching or paying over my phone, no.
I do understand. Now you can see below there, have you been hacked? Find out what to do now. You can see below there. Can you hear me, sir?
Yes, I can.
Okay, now go to the top. Go to the top of the page where you can see the report cybercrime or cybersecurity incident. Okay? Can you see the option? All right, click on that, report a cybercrime or cybersecurity incident. Click on that.
Yes.
Okay, now you can see a page again come up in front of you. Report cybercrime incident or vulnerability, right?
Check the status of an existing cybercrime report. An individual?
Yes.
Okay. What's that? Individual?
Yes. You need to select the individual. Now, as those hackers, they have got access to your network, so they were getting you the notification, you should not submit a report here. And on the top, you can see you will be reporting a cybercrime to the police through Report Cyber, okay?
Okay, so which one do I click then?
Have you
clicked on report?
Yes. Can you see an individual? You have clicked on that? Have you select an individual? Who are you reporting? An individual, right?
An individual, yeah.
All right. So we have successfully made you a report on your IP address on the cybersecurity. Now, we are going to cancel up those transactions from which website those people try to order behind you. Okay?
Yes.
All right. Now, you can close this Google page. Close it down and come back to your home screen on your phone.
Okay.
All right. Now, on your phone, you can find a Play Store. Can you see a Play Store on your phone?
Yeah.
All right. Open up the Play Store, sir. Once you're on the Play Store, do let me know, okay? Did you find that?
Yes, I got it up.
All right. Now, you can see search for apps and games. Can you see the three line?
Yes. Yeah.
Okay. Click on that three line because the Australian cybersecurity will be removing those hackers from your IP address, which they shifted in the United States, all right?
Okay, so what should I type in?
Type A for Australia.
Yep.
N for November.
Yep.
Y for yellow.
Yep.
D as in doctor.
Yep.
E for echo.
Hang on.
E as an echo.
Yep.
As for Sunday.
Yep.
And K for kilo.
Okay, any day.
Yeah, search for that, sir.
Okay, yeah, got that, yeah.
All right, now you can see the red one, the AnyDesk, the fastest security application.
Okay, hang on.
Not the plug-in one, okay?
Okay, so I'll just click into AnyDesk.
Yeah, click on that, AnyDesk. It will be the red diamond logo, a white diamond square inside there, right?
Yes.
And what it says? It says AnyDesk security desktop software.
Yes,
right?
Ben.
Install it. Once you install, you will be getting a security number to get verify your IP address network, okay? Is it installing, sir? You can see a green circle that's showing you 90%, 10%, right? Once it will be complete, you can see the option there open and do let me know, okay?
Okay.
All right. And sir, did you remember, like, apart from this mobile, you don't do anything online, right? And you have never visited any website, you try to order something, right?
No, I got a laptop.
On the laptop, right?
Yeah.
Okay. Make sure, sir, on your mobile. Your mobile and the laptop are connected to the same Wi-Fi network, right?
Like, I wasn't there. The laptop's 100 kilometers away.
Oh, okay. This is not with you right now?
No.
All right. Not an issue, sir. Is it installing? Is it complete now?
Okay, and open.
Yeah, click on open. Now, what do you see next?
Plugin available.
Click on no. Cancel. Click on cancel. Don't click on OK.
Okay.
Now, what do you see?
Tutorial.
Yeah, tap on the screen somewhere on the middle on the screen. Just tap your finger, and you can see it will be the. All right. Now, can you see any numbers showing you up there?
Yes, I do.
All right. It says your ID, your address.
Yeah.
All right. This is the security. This is the security number you got as you have reported the cybercrime activity on the ACSC cybersecurity portal. All right. Now, what we are going to do here is we are going to help you to block all this transaction. So make sure. All right.
Okay.
All right. Now, what is the number that you can see there, sir? It's 9-digit number, right?
I'm not happy about doing this, right?
Sir, this is not your related to any of your account or your personal, sir. This is the security number you have get through this application to create a security session to remove those hackers from the IP address of your network. And for the United States, which was showing you up, we will be make it blocked. The Australian Cyber Security will be sending you a request. Okay?
Okay. Okay, it's 176.
All right.
603-156.
All right. Now just wait. Now, as those hackers get access to your IP address, you haven't received any notification for that, right, sir?
No.
Because right now your network has been get secured through the Australian Cyber Security. So those messages which should be come up to earlier, as we are removing them from your network, so you will be getting a security notification because they don't want to leave your network. So if you receive any notification, let me know, okay?
Okay.
Now, what do you see? Can you see I trust this call with a security warning? Can you see I trust this call?
It says security warning.
Yeah, and you can see somewhere it says I trust this call.
Do I?
Can you see something like that?
I'm doing.
Yeah.
It says security warning. I trust this call.
Yeah. Tap on that. I trust this call. Click on that. And now you can see the security warning. There are two check boxes. I am aware of this. Don't show this again. Okay. Click on both of them.
I'm not happy about doing this, mate.
Sir, you will able to see the Australian Cyber Security. The bank server has removed those hackers from your network. You will be getting, once you receive this notification, sir, because those hackers are still getting involved in this. That's the reason this warning should be come up to you earlier when they try to reach you. But right now we are working on it. The Australian Cyber Security is involved in this, so you are getting all this as your IP address is getting secured right now.
Okay. Okay. All right. I think that I trust this one.
All right. Okay. Now, click on the checkbox. I am aware of this. Don't show this again. Hello. Now, what do you see next? Can you see accept, allow? Did you click on the boxes on the background?
Yes.
Okay. Now, click on accept. Can you see bottom down? Then you will be able to see the Australian Cyber Security has sent you a request on your IP address. Now click on start now. Yes. Can you see, sir, ACSC bank security server? And you have got a different number over there, right?
Yes.
All right. Now, can you see there is a red where you can see the numbers and you can see the desk. You can see there are three dot on the top, three dot. Can you see the three dot?
Yes.
Click on that three dot. Now you will be able to see what exactly going on. Click on permission. Now you can see those people has already get a permission through the scam protection. Can you see that? It's not activated.
Okay.
Click on that. Click on that scam protection. Click over there.
Okay, I've done that.
Okay, now wait until you see any option. Did you click on the scam protection?
Oh, okay.
Okay, now you can see full access. Click on full access. Tick on that, full access. Because you will be only authorized to get full access of your accounts and your details. Now click on close. Okay. Now you can press your home button, sir, and back to your normal home page. Okay.
Where is that? Sorry?
The circle, the middle circle button on the bottom down, on the very middle, on the very bottom. You can see a white circle on the bottom of your phone, on your screen, sir. It's called your home button.
Okay, it's turned into a star.
Okay. Now, what can you see on your screen right now?
Connection established, ICSC, da-da-da-da, now viewing your desk, and we've got remote access.
Now look below down. On the very down, you can see a triangle sign, right? A white triangle, a tiny triangle sign. You can see a circle and a square, right?
Circle and square.
On the very bottom down, a white circle and a white square and a white triangle.
Yeah,
press the circle button on your phone. Tap on that circle.
Hello.
Wait, don't do anything.
Permission.
Okay, wait, don't do anything, wait. Click on permission again. And can you see the mouse and the keyboard logo? It's just locked, just below the arrow. Click on that. Tick on that.
On the arrow.
Keyboard. Yeah, not in the arrow, the mouse and the keyboard. Beside the speaker logo.
I'm trying to, but I won't do anything.
Okay, click on full access on the top. Full access.
Yeah.
Click on unattended access. Click on unattended access. Okay, now try to click on that mouse. It's not letting you?
No.
Okay, again tap on that unattended access, sir. Click on that. Okay, make it default on the top. Make it default. On the top you can see default. Make it default. Okay. Now try to touch on that keyboard and the arrow.
What do you want me to click?
The mouse and the keyboard logo. The tiny logo, you can see the mouse and the keyboard.
Not doing anything.
Okay, no need to do anything. Click on default again.
Yeah,
click on full access. Again, tick on full access. Perfect.
Yeah.
Now click on close. Now press the circle button on the middle, on the bottom, the home button. It's your home button.
The circle with the B.
No. On the middle, on the bottom down. Very bottom down on the middle.
There's nothing there.
Go to your home screen. Go back to the home page.
Oh, look, man, I've got to get back to work. Boss will be getting
interesting. Sir, we are just helping you to cancel and block those things, all right? We don't want you with a part of this fraudulent thing that has been used behind you. On your
mobile phone. What are you saying again?
the Australian Cyber Security Center of the Visa MasterCard cell, the ATH Bank Secure. Now, can you see the circle on the middle of your phone, on the bottom down, a white circle, a small circle?
No.
Look on the bottom on your phone, on the screen, on the very bottom.
Oh, yeah, right, okay.
That's what I'm trying to tell you. It's your home button, sir. Make sure this is your home button, okay?
Yes.
Now, from the bottom, swipe up your screen and check all of your application. If there is, apart from this AnyDesk, if there is something new, check check all the application on your phone. Check each and every app. Can you see any new application there?
Okay, yeah. What do you want me to do?
All right. There is no application, there is nothing, a new app, right, sir?
Nothing I'm aware of.
Okay. These are the applications. Now try to scroll your screen up or down.
Okay.
Now tap on your messages. Go
I've
back
got
to your
QR code in any day.
Yeah, open up the messages. Can you see the messages on your phone? Your text message? Yeah, your text messages. Press the back arrow, the triangle logo on the bottom.
On AnyDesk?
No, the triangle sign on the bottom down, beside the square.
Yes.
Okay. Now click on messages. Click on messages. Perfect. Now go down. So you can see you have received a message from the PayPal. You got a PayPal account? These are the things, sir, because those hackers are misusing all of your information. Now go down. Go down to your messages. You can see it's showing you PayPal payment of $32.
Yeah.
Go down. More down.
Yeah.
Go down.
Okay, what? Right to the bottom or what?
Yeah, go down to the bottom.
Okay,
now you can close your messages.
What, by the circle?
No, the back arrow, the triangle. Tap on the
circle. Okay, yeah.
Okay, now open up your email. Try to check your email.
I haven't got an email on this thing.
All right, you don't have email on this mobile phone, right?
No.
Okay. Now, sir, what we are going to do, we are going to block the iTunes gift card which was been tried to ordered by those people behind you, okay?
Yeah.
All right. So, do you have any of your cards with you, sir?
No.
You don't got any cards?
No. Not with me, madam.
Beg your pardon, sir?
Okay, what do you want me to do? I better get down, man.
Okay. Now, we are going to cancel up this transaction. And you will be getting a notification about those illegal payment, right?
Yes.
All right. And do you remember the balance on your card, on your debit card?
No.
The last closing balance. You don't know that?
No.
Is it like $100, $1,000, $2,000?
Yeah, whatever. Yeah.
Okay. So according to you, what was the last closing balance, sir? Any idea, any approximate?
No. $800?
Okay, not an issue. It might be $800 on your debit card, right?
Yeah.
All right. Because, sir, the exact amount that you got, we don't want you to lose a single penny from that account. That's the reason we ask you to confirm the balance before the cancellation, right?
Yeah.
Okay. Now, open up the Google Chrome again. Now the cancellation procedure will be getting started. Okay, now press the back arrow, the triangle button on the bottom.
Yep.
Okay. Now on the Google search, type there Apple gift cards. Cancel Apple gift card, because we are canceling the order. This was been made by those people, sir, behind you. The website from where did they try to order? Okay.
Okay, so I'm going to go to the
Google search.
App Store.
No, Google search. You need to open up the Google search.
Okay.
All right.
Apple.
Yeah, Apple gift card. Because those people from this website, they are ordering this gift card, and all the gift card are being tried to redeem from the United States of America. So we are canceling it. Apple gift card. The after Apple, give a space, then type gift card. Yeah, Apple gift card.
Yeah.
Now search for that.
Okay.
Now wait, sir. Until you see, now scroll down, go down to the on your phone, scroll it down.
Yeah.
Go down. More down.
Hello.
Yeah. Can you see Apple All Entertainment gift card? Go up a little bit. You can see somewhere on the top.
Yeah.
Apple Entertainment. Yeah. Apple Entertainment All gift card. This is the website from where those people have ordered while using your information. So click on that website, Apple Entertainment. And you receive messages on your mobile phone whenever there is any credit or debit made.
Yes. Right.
Because sir, once the cancellation will be done, you will be getting a cancellation message about the refund. Okay. Now come down. Now can you see on the top, you can see the three line and menu, a menu option there.
Yes.
Click on that three line.
Okay.
Click on all gift cards. Now, just wait. Until you see any option, just wait.
Okay.
Now you can see on your screen in front of you, there will be an orange color Wish gift card. This is the exact gift card which was been ordered by those people, sir. Tap on that.
Over the internet, this process has been continued. Maybe not, while searching on the internet,
all right, now you can see this is the gift card, and you have never ordered any sort of gift card like this, right, sir?
No, that's right.
Okay, now go down, scroll down.
Did you visit to any of the shopping sites or any bill payments this morning?
Okay,
sit down. No. Can you see it says one? And there is a plus sign. Make it two. Where you can see one.
Yeah.
And you can see the value, the dollar value below down is showing you $5 to $500. Click on that, the gray box below down there. And make it 400, the each gift card which you are canceling.
Can I just cancel it?
Beg your pardon, sir?
Can I just cancel it?
Yeah, you are canceling two gift cards of $400. You will be getting a cancellation request. Remove that. Make it 400, where you can see 100, you need to make it 400. Because, sir,
can we do this later?
Sir, you are on the final page. All right, it will take only 2 minutes more. Once you get the cancellation notification, you will be done, okay? And you can continue to your work. All right, sir?
Okay, so you want me to
make
put in...
400, the each gift card that you are cancelling. And each and every funds will be get refunded back into your account, sir. And they will not be able to... They will not be able to withdraw this gift card as you are cancelling it directly from this website. Make it 400.
No, I'm not doing that.
So you are canceling two gift cards from the website of the Apple from where those people try to order this. Okay?
But I'll just cancel off the thing.
Sir, you can see the IP address of your internet network. I already showed you up, which was showing in California, and that's the reason Your local branch is also not aware about this, sir. So this is the thing that we are secure. We have just secured your IP address and we are just blocking this 2 gift card, and we will be providing you the email of those people, the name where those people try to order this gift card, sir. Okay?
Okay.
Do you know anyone by name of James Gary Frank?
No.
That is the email which they use to cancel those, to order those gift cards. So we need to cancel it through the James Gary Frank email address, sir. And you will be getting a cancel.
Oh, come on, Mom. No. It's too much.
Okay. Just open up the Google once again, sir. You was on the final page.
Yeah.
All right. Once you're on the Chrome, do let me know. Okay?
Come on.
Are you on the Google Chrome? Now,
yeah.
Go down. Scroll down the page and you can see the quantity, make it 2, and the amount, make it 400.
How do I get you to stop?
By your phone, sir?
How do I get you to stop doing remote on the phone?
No, sir, nobody is trying to remote. You can scroll up the screen now. Go up.
Okay.
Now go, come down, scroll down. Slowly come down.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, now you can see it's all the dollar value. Click on that and make it 400. Type 400 there. Yeah, now click on the green box there, add to cart.
I'm not doing that, Mike.
So you are not purchasing. You will be getting a cancellation. You are canceling this from the website under your name because you haven't made this order. So you don't want to pay this money to those people, right?
Okay, I've done that.
All right. Now click on Add to Cart. You can see it will be showing you up on the top. Do you want to pay this $802 to this Apple, to these people, to those Wish people? You don't want to pay them, right?
No.
So why are you going to pay them? That's the reason we are making you cancel up. Can you see now?
Okay.
Green? On a green, it's highlighting a green box below down there. Click on that. Okay. Now you will be, for the cancellation, it will ask you to fill up the details. Don't read out or don't share any information. We will help you to put the details. Come down, scroll down the page.
Yeah.
Click on checkout. Click on checkout. Once you click on checkout, do let me know. What can you see now? Yeah, wait. We will be giving you the email address which those hackers try to use to make this purchase. Can you see the email address?
Nope.
Can you see the email address where it is asking you personal information? A box.
Yeah.
Yeah, click on that email address and I'm providing you the cancellation email to block those people. Type G for Gary, A for Australia, R for Roger, again R for Roger, Y for Yellow, F for Friend, R for Roger, A for Australia, N for Nancy, K for Kilo. Number eight, number nine, number seven. Give at a symbol at. gmail.com. Do you know anyone by this email, sir? Gary Frank.
No.
And we have detected the person name was James Richard. gmail.com. Put a dot and com. gmail.com.
I'm looking for the fucking dot. There we go.
No, it's comma. It's comma, it's not dot. It's a comma, sir. The dot is on the opposite side. On the opposite side. Below the blue arrow. Just beside the blue arrow. Just before the blue arrow. Yes. C-O-M, com.
Okay.
Scroll down and confirm the email address there.
But I'm typing it again.
Yeah, you need to retype the email address. Yep.
This is taking more than 2 minutes, right? I'm going to have to fucking do this later on.
The money might be get released out. That's the reason I'm trying to do all this to you without wasting the time. And the time you are talking to me, you can do it. You can fill up the details and you can continue. And that's all. Go up.
No, I'm going to have to move this to later. I've got to go.
Sir, you will be losing up your money. You have spent so much time to save yourself. You can give me 5 minutes.
I will contact my bank.
Definitely you can contact your bank, sir. I'm not telling you cannot, but you need to understand exactly what is going on. You don't have much sufficient funds on your account. If those hackers withdraw that money, sir, you will, because this gift card have a period of a time that before that we need to cancel it. Otherwise, it can be redeemed from
I
do understand, sir. You need to go, but you need to understand this is just for the safety and security of your account.
Go back
to the Google. So you have did the same thing. Again, you might do the same thing. You might be complete with the cancellation. You are going to the Google back again and you are